Are there certain habits and attitudes you just can't seem to shake, no matter how hard you try? It's Monday, October 22nd, and we're glad you've joined us for Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. Despite the many personal freedoms we enjoy in our country, many women still find themselves living in bondage to sin. But as we'll hear today, God's truth is powerful and can set us free. Let's join Nancy Lee DeMoss as she talks with a small group of women about finding freedom in Christ.
One of the things that I've done over the years as I've spoken to women in conferences is to ask them to fill out a little 3x5 card to tell us how we can pray for them. And we ask them, what's a burden that's on your heart for your own life, and what's a burden that we can pray about in relation to your family? Well, I've collected thousands of those cards over recent years, and last night I pulled out off my computer a list of some of those prayer requests that I've written down and kept just to remind me of who it is that I'm talking to when I go to a conference, and as we look into each other's faces and eyes, to realize that there's a lot more sometimes inside of us than what meets the eye. That's true of us here in this room today. You're all smiling and nicely dressed and all look put together, but the fact is, in many of our hearts, and in all of our hearts in some way, there are needs, some of them very pressing. And as I read through pages of those prayer requests last night, I was just reminded of the fact that so many of us as Christian women are not really walking in freedom. They're issues of bondage, issues where we are so troubled. Let me just read to you a selection of some of the ones that I read last night. Many of them relate, as you might imagine, to issues of marriage and family relationships. Ones like these: I am so lonely and empty inside. My marriage is almost ended, and I am afraid. Another one: my husband and I are under satanic attack. Anger and criticism are tearing us apart. And then this one: I would like to feel totally healed of the guilt and the failed commitment of a marriage ending in divorce. I need to feel healed of this pain. My son is in rebellion, another woman says. My husband is in a depression, and I'm barely hanging on. Some of them don't relate directly to marriage and family, but just to these personal matters of the heart, issues of guilt, of past failure, and other personal heart struggles. One woman said, my heart is so heavy. I have past failures I want to let go of so I can move on with Jesus. And this one: I'm in an addictive dating relationship that is very painful and leaves me feeling abandoned and worthless. I relate to this next one. This lady said, I hate the uglies in me. Selfishness, anger, bitterness, jealousy, a critical spirit. I want God to change me. Do I see some nods? Another woman said, my life is a mess. Single mom, working much more than 40 hours a week, not enough money, college coming up for 2 children, worry, fear, inadequacy, self-hatred, low self-worth, and not letting God be in charge. And then this one, a woman said, though I've been a believer for many years, I feel empty, frozen, and far away. And one that summarizes where I think God finds so many women today, she said, my heart is so hard. I don't care about anything anymore. Have you ever faced a time in your life where you felt you were just immune to the pain, that you had just become so hurt that you got to the place where you got detached and didn't even care anymore? Now, let me just remind you, these are real women. Some of us could have written some of these kinds of prayer requests. But these are women that we go to church with. These are women who sit next to us on Sunday morning, women who sing next to us in the choir. One of these women may be your child's Sunday school teacher. Many of these women are active, involved, committed Christians. But you look at them and you don't have any idea what's going on the inside. In fact, you ask them how they're doing when you get to church on Sunday morning, and they nod and smile and shake your hand, and they say, what do they say?
Fine.
We're all fine. Now let me say, it's okay to be fine if you're fine. But the fact is, a lot of us say, I'm fine, when inside we're dying. As I talk with women across the country today, Christian women, women in our evangelical churches, there are a number of words, adjectives that I would use to describe many of the Christian women I meet today. See if any of these words describe you. Frazzled, exhausted, burned out, overwhelmed, confused, angry, frustrated, discouraged, defeated, depressed, unstable, uptight, insecure, lonely, fearful. You say, wow, women are basket cases. Well, you know, apart from Jesus, male or female, we're all basket cases. But the fact also is that even with Christ, there are many areas of our lives that we may not have been surrendering to His Lordship, and we're experiencing some of these kinds of emotions and experiences in our lives. In fact, I hear from women who are, believe it or not, in our churches, suicidal. Women who are so desperate, so frustrated, so much in bondage that they think life is not worth living. You know, there's another word that comes to mind as I think about where so many of us as women are today, and it's the area of bondage. Women share with me so many bondages, bondages of shame and guilt, bondage in relation to their past. It may be their own failures or perhaps the failures of others that are having bearing on their lives. So many women walk around with these things of the past like a huge weight around their neck, just dragging it with them through life. There are bondages of fear, the fear of rejection, a longing for approval. So many of us as women are emotional prisoners. We live with things like worry, anger, depression, self-pity. And then there are bondages of addictive behaviors. So many women share that they're in bondage to the area of food. This is one we hear constantly. Now, as we read these notes from women, and as we think about the words that describe so many of us, we have to acknowledge that this is not the way God intended it should be. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said in John chapter 8, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He went on to say, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I have to just ask you this morning as you think about your own walk, are you free? I mean, really? Or do you find yourself at this season of life just existing, coping, struggling, barely keeping your head above water, just surviving? What if I told you that instead of being miserable and frustrated and living in constant bondage, that you could live a life described with these words: joyous, contented, loving, radiant, confident, gracious, peaceful, stable? What if you knew that you really could walk in freedom? The fact is, life is hard. There are problems, there are difficulties, there are pressures, but according to the Word of God, you and I can walk through the realities of everyday life. I'm talking about disappointment, loneliness, loss, rejection, wounds, even death. We can walk through those realities in freedom. I remember some years ago at the end of a weekend conference, a lady walked up to me. I was just getting ready to leave to head out to the airport, and she caught me in the hallway and she said, I'm free! I'm free! And she started to tell me what God had done in her life through the course of that weekend. She had been to see counselors and therapists. She had been to conferences and seminars. She had heard speakers much more gifted than I. She had paid money to try and deal with some of the issues of her past. But that weekend, God said something to her from His Word that set her free. Over these next days, we're going to be talking about this matter of how to get set free, and how we end up in bondage, and then how God's truth can deliver us from that bondage. You see, the life that Jesus promises and the freedom that He offers us are not found through a change in our circumstances. but they're found in the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, and it's the truth that will set you free. I love that passage in Isaiah chapter 61. It's a prophetic passage speaking of the coming of Christ, the Messiah. And the scripture says, the Lord has anointed me, speaking of Jesus, to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God who will right all wrongs. He said, I've come to comfort all who mourn and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. I wonder if there's someone here this morning who finds yourself living in ashes, so to speak, in mourning and clothed with a spirit of despair. Can I just say that Jesus offers an incredible exchange? He says, come to him, give me your ashes, give me your mourning, give me your heartache, give me your despair, and in exchange, I will give to you a crown of beauty. I will give you the oil of gladness. And I will give you a garment of praise.